What's up, everybody? We're wrapping up here at the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. Had a good show this weekend. Also, yesterday, I left these two guys in the booth and went up to Sitka Vernon Hills and did a podcast up there. So anybody that saw us up there, appreciate you stopping by and saying hi. Anybody we've seen here this weekend, new subscribers or old, we thank you guys for stopping by and saying hi, too. We did our giveaway just a few minutes ago. We got some winners on that on the decoy,
the cooler,
and the seed, and then our big buck box and the predator pack, too. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Thanks to everybody who entered that and made that a good turnout for us. I mean, we ended up with 200 to 300 people in that, so pretty happy with how that went. But it's always a good show, and we always enjoy it. I was telling somebody yesterday, this is one of the shows that every year it seems like it gets a little bit better. There's mm-hmm. some of them that kind of go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
But this one seems to be getting better every year. So at some point, maybe it'll peak, but it's definitely at a good spot right now. So we got to talk to some new people for sure and some new friends of ours. And we've been giving the cops crap all weekend, of course. The Thin Blue Line guys are across the aisle from us.
They like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course, Rodney, you guys know if you listen to the podcast, our partner Rodney at Midwest Farm and Land, and RG Outdoors. He's been beside us this weekend trying to get some stuff going on his Midwest Farm and Land stuff. So if you guys are in the market or if you're trying to get something on the market, make sure you talk to Rod. We were talking, speaking of the Thin Blue Line, we're going to do some kind of competition. And we think it's going to be like a biggest buck deal where we group versus group, we get to pick our five guys or whatever it is, and whichever group ends up with the biggest buck, the other gets a trophy for the year, like a bragging rights trophy, and then the other group gets some kind of punishment for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you guys will have to wait.
Could
to
be
see.
Dangerous.
It could be that for the deer, especially.
Yeah, there's. I don't think there's any question. Them guys are very thoughtful when it comes to situations as that.
Yeah, if we lose, we're probably in trouble.
That's what I'm saying. Could be dangerous.
Yeah. Nate's going to come up with something. Not this Nate.
Correct.
No. Their Nate. I
already seems to have a plan in mind.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks he does.
Yeah.
I have a bleep button on the board. So if you guys hear that, just know it came from Nate. Not this Nate. The Blue Line Nate. But, that'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. It's always fun. We get to hang out with those guys and go eat with them and give them crap at the show. We've been trading stickers on and off and everything. So if you guys haven't, go check out their channels, the Thin Blue Line Outdoors. They do a lot of hunting videos and stuff. They do a podcast. Their kind of goal is to get first responders in the outdoors. So if you can support them, absolutely do that. They got some pretty good coffee, too.
Yes.
Actually.
We've been stealing their coffee
this weekend. Appreciate that.
I guess you would expect cops to have good coffee.
Yeah, they should.
And it was. Yep. So they've got their own branded coffee. I forget now who it comes from, who actually makes it, but it's the Thin Blue Line. I can't even read the thing from over here, but it's their brand of coffee. Now Cody knows we're talking about him.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't. He's worried, I can see.
Yeah, I can tell. He's real concerned over there. We've got also, and I'm going to do a video on this coming up, I've got the crooked-nosed buck here. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I wasn't here yesterday, but a lot of people were eyeballing that thing, and why wouldn't you?
Lots of attention.
I'm sitting here at an angle from it right now, and I can see half a nose and his bottom jaw, and that is it.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of it yesterday. Yeah.
So I'm going to do a video on that.
You were out gallivanting around all over the state of Illinois.
Well, yeah.
Nate and I were here.
Some of us
working.
Can't just sit down all day.
Yeah.
I did a video when I was putting them together. So I'm going to do a video now that I got them completely finished up, probably update on that. And that'll be on the YouTube channel. So if you guys aren't subscribed, make sure you go do that if you're listening anywhere else. I know it still surprises me how many people don't watch YouTube or anything, but several people on Spotify and Apple. So we got – this is our last show for the year. Thinking about maybe being our only show for the year's coming. But after this, it's pretty much – I mean, September's next week.
Yeah.
We got to get food plots in.
Yeah.
And then it'll be time to get after it. Well, for some of us, you'll be farming, but if you ever catch an off day, maybe if it rains.
I hope it doesn't rain like it did last year and we can just get it done.
Yeah.
Like we did last year.
Get it over with.
A terrible 3 or 4 weeks and just be done.
Mm-hmm. We currently been a little bit dry.
Yeah.
I don't know where everybody listening is at as far as that goes, but it was super wet this spring and all summer, and it's finally dried up a little bit, but they're giving a chance of rain. We looked for this coming weekend, I think.
Yeah.
So it might be time to get the fall plots in.
Yep.
That's one of those things where I don't know if it's ever got me in trouble. The problem is you can either plant them super early, and then if you get that rain and it shuts off in August, well, at least you have something, but they mature too early, and then they're not as good during the season to hunt over, especially like the annual plots.
Yep.
If you're doing clover, it's that is not necessarily a problem. But I like to wait for a rain. Well, then if you never get rain, like the last 2 years, you don't really have anything.
Yeah.
But I still rather would wait for the rain and do it that way than just saying, hey, it's August 15th, I got to plant this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes it looks good for about 4 days.
Yeah.
And then you don't get a little rain.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you get enough moisture to get it up.
Yeah.
And then it dries out.
That's the worst thing if you get it sprouted and then you get nothing for 3 weeks or something.
Yeah. If you got just a little bit of moisture and then it completely dry after that and it doesn't even come up.
Yep.
It just starts to germinate and then never gets any more water. Yeah. Especially like one problem with that, and this is something we've talked about in the past probably, is your seed that it was tested in, you know, like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
That stuff absolutely needs the perfect conditions if much of it's going to grow, because if it germinates, it's not going to have the energy to get.
Nope.
If it doesn't have rain or whatever.
Nope.
You got to pay attention to that kind of stuff. But we are fixing to head out of here. Like I said, we're going to get back to the house. We're going to start working on fall food plots, and we got to get cameras out too.
Yep.
So far, Dusty's the only one that I know that's got cameras out in our group.
Blake doesn't have any out yet, though. I've got a place done. I'm going to put one. If Jeff's not working Monday or Tuesday, I may sneak one out on the ditch just as an inventory camera.
Yeah.
More doe inventory than anything.
I'm curious to see you on that stand this year after you guys moved it. After we moved it to the corner.
Yeah. Well, right. I think we'll be able to shoot more of what we see. We were seeing stuff, just they never come back by the stand.
I'm not sure, but I would guess there are probably deer that were in that corner you couldn't see from it.
Yeah, also. I know there was, because when Hunter was filming for me, she would see deer, and I never did see them. Mm-hmm. And I'm facing that direction, but just the way she was having to turn around the tree.
Yeah, but even from that stand there, you couldn't see all the way into that corner.
Correct.
Or if something like that little trail that comes out in the corner of that field,
yeah,
if there was a buck just standing there looking out over it like we talked about in the past, yeah, you don't think you'd ever saw him.
And I think
if he
I
just
will
came
now
out and looked and turned around, and you could shoot him right there.
Yes, where we're at, that's 30, right at 30 to
maybe about,
maybe 30. I mean at the farthest shot in that corner. So, yeah, I'm going to put that out and see.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about you moving your stand, too. I think that's going to be good. I got a check stand still yet, too. I got stuff sprayed, waiting on the rain. But I haven't checked stands yet, and I haven't put out cameras. I don't know what to expect at the cabin this year, because last year we had the six-pointer that we should have killed when we didn't go hunt there. And he disappeared after gun season, so I'm just assuming that he got killed. Because he was fairly regular. It wasn't like he was there every other day, but enough that I think he would have showed back up. And then past that, there was a couple young bucks maybe. There was one that came in late season that was like a 6x5, real narrow, but had some pretty good tines. Maybe if he's back around. But that's also a spot where only a handful of times have I seen bucks year over year.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just what's going to show up this year. The shed buck was a exception to that, because I had him 2 years in a row and actually had a picture of him at 2.5 too. So he was there 3 different years, and I could for sure knew it was that deer. But most of the time, it's more of a what's showing up this year, what's in the area, and what's going to use the food plots. I'm hoping changing that up, that Milo putting it in some greens maybe will help. I don't know. Milo always did pretty good. But
speaking of food, there in that corner, that got prevented planted this year. So there's no – it should have been corn.
Right.
And it's – so I don't know if he's going to just kill it, spray it, and keep it killed, or
that's
if he's going to try to mow it down or keep it mowed. And I don't know – Nate, you might be able to help me with this. What's that going to do for me? One or the other, any better or worse? Or
anything that, like we got 80 in the bottoms right next to a river that we prevented planted. Just work it under. That's all we do.
Well, I mean, does that affect your deer movement or what? Whether they're still going to use the stuff even if there's not grain there or what?
You'll have native browse come back, and they might pick around on it. But overall, I don't think you'll have much there that'll be beneficial. You know?
The only thing I would think is if he doesn't keep up with it and he lets it go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weeds out there.
Oh, yeah. If he lets it stand, then, yeah, they're going to be out there. Like, they're going to stay out there, you know.
However, if he, like what you're talking about, there's not much there for him, it would probably be even better that you move to the corner because they're not as likely to. Yeah. They might be right on that ditch if they come up, and then they'd been right underneath of you.
There was no food for them to go out there in the middle.
Yeah, they're probably not going to go out to where you could shoot them from that other place. So
they were running that little waterway. They would cut that corner and go to the waterway and then make their way either north or south, northeast or south.
That's the stand where he had the arrow fall out.
Yeah.
And almost hit that doe in the head.
Yeah. That was a classic.
Well, it happens. I was telling the guy yesterday on the podcast that the first guy that was on, I said, I've messed up just about everything you can possibly mess up doing a podcast, and hunting's the same way. We've about messed up everything you can mess up when it comes to filming and trying to kill deer doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get on the board this year.
It's been a minute.
Did you kill 2 years ago or not?
Yeah.
Wasn't on
that's
camera.
When Joe Jeff banned me from his woods, remember?
Oh, that's right. You killed that doe that ran out in the field there, north.
Yeah.
Yep. We haven't killed one on camera yet.
Well, he didn't ban me from the woods. He just didn't want me to kill a doe anymore. Don't shoot the natives. Well, yeah. This doe was dried up. She hadn't fawned at least that year, maybe
really?
The year previous. Yeah, so I didn't hurt the population any.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a regular.
I kind of understand where he's coming from. But also, there'll be more does move in.
Yeah.
I mean.
It'll be all right.
It is what it is. So, we got, I don't know at the cabin on does this year. We'll have to see. Last year, I was trying to kill more than we did.
Right.
Ended up killing, I don't even think I shot one over there. Missed that one. You missed the one.
Mm-hmm.
A different one.
Went a couple times and didn't score on either one of them, but
I don't think I ever killed one there this year. I didn't shoot anything there this year. You had the one that you missed the Palmer there at your home place. So that was the only one you shot out there, right?
Yep.
And then you had was that this year? You had one out there that you were thinking about shooting during gun season, but you didn't. Was it the A pointer?
Yeah. When I was walking out one day. I was easing down my path. I always try to come out of there real easy when I hunt down there in the morning because you never know what could be north of you that's made its way in to the thicket you got to walk past. I heard some crashing around in there, so I stopped. And then he chased a doe down there, and he's standing at like 70 yards, and I could see his head popped out. You know, I thought about shooting him right there because I really don't like that deer at all.
Right.
But anyway, I was like, it's not going to be on camera, so I'm not going to shoot him.
Yeah.
You know? He's a 135-inch 8-pointer, and that's what he was the year before.
Which is not a bad 8-pointer.
That's what he's going to be again this year.
Just not ever going to probably be any bigger than that.
Yeah, he's going to be like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, I'm just saying if you can get him on camera, you might as well kill him, right? You think you shoot him with a bow if it was your first tag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's him, I mean, he's going to be 5 or 6 this year.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's something.
And that's what he's going to be. I mean,
throwing them good genetics around.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we're talking about that. I think it was that radio show, the outdoor show with WJBM that I did. He was asking about that and deer genetics, and he's got an outfit in business, the guy that runs that show. We were talking about that and how you really can't affect the genetics that much. And they've actually done some studies where they've had bucks just like that one that sired 165, 175-inch deer.
I have read that. Based on what that doe's got in her and based on what's kind of in the background on him.
Exactly. He could have really good genetics from...
That he can pass.
Either one that he could pass without that maybe necessarily didn't...
Doesn't show.
Right.
Yeah.
Like skip a generation kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which happens in people. You get certain genetics that you might have something... You might look a little bit more like your grandpa in some aspects than your old man, but I don't know. So anyway, it could happen.
Then
could,
you end up with could have really some good that genetics. Look like the mailman.
Well, that happens too.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a few people, and I'm not going to name any of them.
Things get skipped.
Things do get skipped. Yeah, I don't know if it's
just a generation.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. That's a, you know, you say that. Another thing with deer, they found that sometimes fawns can have two different bucks, can be from two different bucks.
Oh,
like during the rut,
mates.
If a doe is in estrus,
yeah,
then she'd get bred by one buck, another one comes in within a minute and breeds mm-hmm. her again. Mm-hmm. She could have two Twin. Different fawns, twins by two different bucks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Pretty crazy.
It is.
So, all kinds of crazy stuff happens with these deer. But speaking of crazy stuff happening, we've also had a lot of people talking about the episode we did on the rewilding, which was the last episode. If you guys haven't seen that, mm-hmm. go back and watch it. We talked about basically the wonderful state of Illinois and how they do conservation for, like, I don't know, a good 10, 15 minutes there. And the one before that, I talked about the actual bill that kind of led into that discussion. But we've had a ton of people that said they've listened to that and supported kind of what we were talking about, which is really good to hear. I got an email from a guy that works kind of around the DNR, and he said, and I share the same belief, that the what we can do now is just call your local DNR office, call the head of the DNR's office, and just express to them that this is something that you do not want, and try to let them know, just flood them with calls, emails, and stuff like that, and say, hey, we don't want this. And there's actually a mountain lion over in the other building, and I'll get some video of it, and I'll lay it over this.
And next, a wolf next, and a bear.
Yeah, next to Nate. I'll put Nate next to that mountain lion. And Nate is not, he's not a huge guy, but he's not a small guy. And this mountain lion is...
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's impressive.
So
yeah,
I'll lay
it
that...
It really is.
I'll lay that over right here so you guys can see it. But that's the kind of stuff that you could literally have in your backyard if they start doing this. So,
yep.
Like, to everybody that's said, hey, we really like what you guys were talking about, or we enjoyed that episode, or we're right there with you, get on the phone, send an email to these people, and let them know that that's how you feel about it, because ultimately they work for you. So let them know, remind them of that, and say, hey, we do not want this, because they kind of slipped it into law under the radar, really. I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard about it.
Your IDNR buddy didn't feel like you needed sick, you know, protection or anything from the Secret Service after you bashed
no, I hope not.
A few people? Okay. Well, I was just checking.
We just, I mean.
They say we still got free speech.
That's what they say. Okay. Yeah. We didn't say anything incriminating, I don't think.
Nah.
We might have said some incriminating stuff before the podcast.
I got the uncut version. Is that what maybe happened?
Maybe. Could have been. Okay. But we never put anything like that on the air on purpose. Not saying some might slip through the cracks. But anyways, if you feel that way, make sure you let them know, because I've heard for now from multiple people who either work for, with, or did work for the DNR that have said the same thing. Like, obviously, the ball's in their court now. That's the best thing you can do, is get a hold of them. And then if they start reintroducing them, look, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but don't take your phone with you if you're taking your thermal out. That's all I'm saying. And don't record it on your thermal scope either. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just saying.
Don't look at me. I don't have a thermal.
Okay. It wouldn't be me. But just if there was somebody out there that was going to take care of, try to take things in their own hands, just don't take your phone with you.
Don't. It's against the law.
That's right.
Get the law changed.
Yeah. That was probably not going to happen. But call and see if we can keep them from doing it in the first place. So even up there, well, I was north of Chicago, that Vernon Hills store. Even up there, there was a handful of people that said, hey, we listened, we heard that podcast. We're with you. They're like, kind of careful about what we say up here, but we're with you on it. And that's something, too, that I think reaches across the aisle to some people. Nobody wants a mountain lion in their backyard. Something that...
Nobody that has any sense.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but I don't want to beat that dead horse too much. We'll talk about it some more in the future, I'm sure. Just remind you guys, hey, reach out to those people. If there's any updates on it, if we hear about any of that stuff happening, we will for sure let everybody know. But this is the last time we're going to spend a lot of time on it, because now it's up to you guys and everybody to just start calling, start sending emails, and make sure that they know that we don't want that stuff to happen. And we'll throw a few reminders out there here and there, but I don't want to beat a dead horse too much. I mean, there's some things I'll dig up a dead horse to beat it, but this ain't one of them. So, you guys got anything else before we get out of here? This is a shorter episode for you new subscribers. This is not our traditional format. If you've watched other episodes, you probably have seen that. We're usually in the studio, whether it's just us. We have guests on Zoom calls. We are all video now. That's pretty recently happened. So if you got some of the older episodes, they're just audio. But this is not our normal format necessarily. We just like to kind of promote the shows a little bit when we come out here and do this and tell you guys about what's going on. So if you're in the area for the next one that's coming up, check it out. And if you're anywhere near Bloomington, this is absolutely worth coming to. It's a show worth seeing.
Put it on your rotation.
Absolutely. So, and we'll be here so you guys can stop by and say hi. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. And I don't know what we got coming. We're going to try to put out another Full Draw Friday this coming week. And then we'll see what we can do on next Monday's episode. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, thanks to the new subscribers for sure and the old ones who've been with us for a while. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.